Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Grant Wise here. Welcome to the Real Estate U University Podcast. What's up, everybody? Grant Wise here. Welcome to the Real Estate U University Podcast. I am joined with the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Christopher Patilli, the co-founder of Modern Mortgage Mastery, a Facebook training program for loan officers. Man is absolutely killing the social media game. Dude, Chris, thanks for dropping by and chatting with me a little bit, man.
Hey, thank you for having me on the show, man. I'm very excited today to kind of discuss some more with you because you have been dropping some insane content to everybody out there. It's been phenomenal to watch and listen.
Well, I appreciate that. You're making me feel underdressed with my Razorback stuff on. We got the Arkansas Razorbacks playing tonight, College World Series, so I had to represent all day today.
Very cool.
And hopefully we can come out of that with a W. We're in a perfect position too. So we'll see how that goes. But dude, how's business?
So business has been picking up. You know, right now the market has just been absolutely crazy this summer with having very little inventory, literally nationwide. You know, a lot of people are slow, but we're actually booming per se. We have a lot of loans in the pipeline. We have a lot of loans closing. So business has been definitely picking up, and I'm loving every second of it.
That's awesome, man. So you're, you know, somewhat of a social media expert, so to speak, when it comes to leveraging social media to, you know, generate more loans and originate more business. Why don't, like, let's get right into this. So what have you seen over the last maybe 12, maybe even a little bit longer or so months that has really helped you, or, you know, has really had like the most significant impact on originating more business using social media?
Honestly, when I first started out with my mortgage talk show that I do every Monday night between 6 and 7 p.m., that really, I think, elevated my platform as far as loan originating goes to a whole different level. I was doing a lot of business over the past couple of years, but right now I'm doing a different kind of business. You know, people are now seeing me on Facebook, seeing me on Instagram, Snapchat, and, you know, they're starting to develop a following. We did a Mortgage Monday last week. I had my credit guy on there. We got over 1,200 views so far, which, you know, talking about mortgages, in my opinion, is probably pretty decent because, let's be honest, it's not a very sexy topic. So I try to create and have as much fun with it as I can. But, you know, Facebook has really boosted, you know, me and my originations to the next level there, which has just been absolutely insane. And it's like we're on a roller coaster and I'm just hanging on and enjoying it.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. So you use paid Facebook strategies too, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We do run a plethora of different Facebook advertising, whether we're doing a normal homes list ad, whether we're doing an ad for an open house, whether we're looking for sellers in this crazy market, which we are every day. We do a lot of different advertising out there, and we have a lot of different methods on how to kind of attack that lead.
And you guys are doing something pretty unique, which is pre-qualification appointments. Not very many people are running ads just to get pre-qualification appointments. That's pretty sweet. I want to dive into that in a minute.
Sure.
But I wanted to ask, like, what are some ways that you've seen, maybe add some value to people that are listening to this right now, like, how can a loan officer create or use social media to create relationships with real estate agents? And I want to preface that by saying most loan officers, you know, not to kind of cross paths here a little bit, but sometimes you hear loan officers and real estate agents getting little tips, right? Well, my loan officer did this, so I had to go find a new one, or I'm sick of working with real estate agents because blah, 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 blah. And I know that you're a relationship guy, so when you develop a relationship with a real estate agent, it typically tends to stick. What have you found has been, you know, your best kind of way of creating a relationship with that real estate agent, and maybe, you know, give some value around, like, how can we make that stick? How can we create a relationship with an agent and keep that relationship and not have that person, you know, looking for the next person to take a loan or whatever?
I think the best way to answer that question, Grant, is to, number one, you have to have a service background. You have to put the client first. You have to put the real estate agent first. When you take that and you combine that with what I'm doing on social media, I'm staying on video. I'm staying in front of these local real estate agents. I'm going to these, you know, local hotspots around here in town, and I'm posting up there. I'm doing a video there. I'm doing a networking event there. People are always seeing me at different locations. So when they go to look on Facebook and they're looking for a loan officer, who's popping up? Well, it's Chris, because I'm getting myself out there positioned in all these different events, locations, et cetera, to be able to make my brand known. When you back that with a strong company behind you and you have the utmost, you know, respect for the service in your industry, to where, you know, I work Saturdays, Sundays, you know, I'm averaging like 90 to 100 hours a week, simply just being there for my clients, going the extra mile. When you take that and you build a relationship, which is so key in this business, you know, figure 30 years ago, everything in life, sales was founded off of building a relationship with that person. You would walk into the bank and you would know every teller in there. You know, you would walk into the grocery store and know every clerk that was ringing up your groceries. That was just the way that life was back then. And as we proceed to, you know, current, we get lost in this right here. We get lost in text. We get lost in email. But all of that is great because it's a different way to communicate. We just have to keep in mind that all of this is all built off of relationships and how very important that is to not just start a new relationship moving forward, a referral partner, you know, a source to be able to generate income for you and your company, and then for them and their company, not to mention the benefits of the client. But you have to be on your game to be able to upkeep that as well, because there's so much that goes into it. I see so many people that will take somebody out to lunch, or they'll grab a coffee first thing in the morning, and then they never follow back up again. Oh, well, I didn't get a deal from them. You know, I'm kind of done. They don't want to do business. Not at all. You have to be a part of that person's life. You know, when their kid just graduated high school, send them a congratulations, you know. If they like the same football team you do, the Eagles, obviously, you know, you want to let them know that we're the Super Bowl champs. There's so many different things that you can do to be a part of that person's life without, you know, sitting across the table from them all the time. So it's so very important to just keep that in mind when building and then nurturing that relationship.
Nice. What do you think are like some really good ways, simple ways that we could maybe even create relationships with real estate agents? I know you dropped some good value there on, and kind of hinted at a couple of things, but more directly, what could, if I was a loan officer and I was hungry, didn't have much of a reputation, but I was backed by a good company, I just needed to figure out how to get in front of more people. What are some practical ways that you could drum up a relationship out of thin air with a real estate agent?
Okay. So we're doing two different techniques right now, per se. We go online to your local spots, Zillow, Trulia, Redfin, realtor.com, and we'll take a look at any open houses that are coming up on the MLS in the current weekend. We will then reach out to that real estate agent. Hey, my name is Christopher Patilli with GSF Mortgage. I'm a local lender here in Newcastle, Delaware. I see that you're hosting an open house on Saturday from 1 to 3. I wanted to see, have you ever had a mortgage lender accompany you at this open house? No, I haven't. How does that work? Okay, well, great. Well, you ever get a bunch of clients at one time to where you're not really focusing on multiple people, you're just spending all your time with one person there? Great. Well, that happens a lot. So what I can do is I can help take that burden off of the real estate agent. I can talk to people as well, and then also answer any and all mortgage questions that they may have as well. What better than to be able to write a pre-approval on the spot and then actually be able to submit that offer right then and there? And I've seen it happen, and I've done it.
That's awesome. Sorry if anybody heard the loud noise that kind of just went off in the background. That's our sales gong. So we hopefully not too many people heard that, or hopefully you did, and maybe it encourages you to go out and get some business today. But we try to bang that gong anytime we you know, get to help a new person.
Always a good thing.
Yeah. Which was inspired by Mr. Christopher Patilli himself. I was
Business
in PA and saw this gigantic gong.
It's like huge.
It's like way bigger than the gong I got. It's like significantly larger than the gong that I got. But I went to start looking at gongs and I was like, holy crap, man, these things are expensive.
But right?
That thing's been worth every penny, man. If we don't hear that gong go off for like an extended period of time, we're like, what's going on?
Yeah.
What's happening? Where's the gong at?
Yep.
All right, man. Sure. So that's awesome. So you have a program, Modern Mortgage Mastery. Like, tell us a little bit about that. What is that?
So the big thing with Modern Mortgage Mastery, it's, I've always had a passion for helping clients. I've always wanted to add value to my clients purchasing a home. Then it got to the point where I became a manager in this business. And I said, you know what? I've been helping so many loan officers. There's so many new people getting into the business that may not have any which way to turn to be able to generate their own business. I've seen time and time again, loan officers will start with a new company and they'll get a list of leads from like 4 years ago and then a phone and they're like, hey, go make magic happen. Well, granted, that's all said and good because cold calling is always effective, but there's so many different ways for somebody to actually get out there to generate, mortgage leads through social media, using those leads from social media to generate relationships with real estate agents to develop a just network of, leads coming in, loans getting closed, pre-approvals going out, and everybody's happy at the end of the day. So I wanted to create a platform that we could have for loan officers to go through a course, go through a set curriculum, learn about all the systems and processes that we have already set in place that we're doing currently to be able to help generate those leads, what to do with that lead once you get it, and then how to network that with a new real estate agent to try to turn that into a lifelong referral source, and then rinse and repeat.
That sounds pretty
fantastic. It's a crazy program, and to think that I've remodeled my whole business plan kind of off of this is just phenomenal.
Yeah, well, there's definitely been success in the mortgage industry with Facebook advertisements. What do you have to say to people that say like, Facebook leads aren't good leads?
They're not putting in the work. Every person I talk to that downplays Facebook leads, I instantly say, you probably called them one time, they got one text message, one email, and then bam, on to the next one. Not true at all. I would say probably about 40 to 50% of my business comes through my drip campaign when I may get that 2 to 3 to 4 weeks later. Everybody wants that get rich quick lead. I want the person that wants to buy that house today. Here's the offer, done deal. And that's just not the way that it works. You may get, let's say 5 to 10%, in that realm that are ready absolutely right now. But the Facebook leads are a long-term play. This is something that you're building brand recognition by and that you're constantly going to have to reach out to be able to get that lead nurtured into the phase where they're ready to buy a house. And the biggest issue I think most people have with that is they're lazy, they're not patient, and if it doesn't convert now, they're not interested. They don't do the work and put the time in for what it really takes to be able to get that done.
You have to be careful. I just found out that I can't say do the work anymore.
What?
I had a picture of myself from speaking at an event. And you remember we had that banner that said do the work on it. And then there's a broker in Phoenix and he reached out to me and said, hey man, we're going to have to tell you to take that down because we got a trademark for do the work. So you can't say the do the work anymore. I was like, what?
Wow.
What do you mean? I've been saying this since I was a little kid. What, I can't say do the work anymore?
Oh my God.
I was like, how in the heck did you get a phrase trademarked? And they were like, are you joking? Like Nike got just do it. And I was like, yeah, I guess that's true. So be careful. Just a fun fact there. If you say do the work too much, you could get a cease and desist letter from a broker in Phoenix. Because I think I've got one on the way to the mail. So
it's always something, right? It's always something.
Whatever. I'm going to start saying do like the freaking work or something. I don't know what I'm going to say now. But
just change it like a little bit and then just make it better.
Yeah, I'm going to like speak part of it in Spanish.
There you go.
Spanish, but like maybe.
Donde está work?
I don't know if that's how you say that, but
probably not. That's all I got.
That's awesome. Well, look, I appreciate you taking the time. I know you're busy, and we want to keep this podcast kind of short, but I appreciate the value that you added. If somebody was looking to connect with you, what would be the best way for them to do that? Should they reach out with you on Facebook? Should they go to your website, modernmortgagemastery.com? What should they do?
Always go to Facebook. That way you can kind of follow me, what I'm doing day in and day out. I post a lot of videos on there. Always go to the Modern Mortgage Mastery page as well. Always check me out there. Always reach me by email, chris@modernmortgagemastery.com. There's so many different ways to get a hold of me, but Facebook is always the best.
Awesome. Well, we'll make sure we put that in the show notes. Chris, thanks so much for your time. I know you always want to add some value, and you definitely did. And if you are listening to this podcast right now, you definitely need to reach out and connect to Chris. He is definitely changing the game when it comes to Facebook ads and content on Facebook for mortgage professionals to help them grow their origination business. Guys, I appreciate you so much for tuning in the podcast today. Make sure you rate us on iTunes and Google Play. Look for us in the next episode of the Real Estate University podcast. Thanks, guys. Peace.
Thanks, guys.